So we have 3,000 drug courts now operating around the United States, and they're designed to help nonviolent offenders who are both addicted to drugs and the criminal activity that support their habit to enter recovery and pay restitution in hopes of avoiding prison and a criminal record. Referred candidates are screened and, once enrolled, undergo treatment, mandatory drug testing, judicial supervision, and counseling. There's no question that drug courts work. According to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, the courts reduce recidivism and crime, save taxpayers $4,000 to $12,000 per client. In Arkansas, we have 54 adult and juvenile drug courts, but Washington County Circuit Court is the only one in the state and possibly the nation to launch a thing called work court.
Your first and foremost goal is within the
This afternoon, newly appointed Circuit Judge G. Chad Mason, who replaced former Judge Mary Ann Gunn in June, instructs a handful of defendants. Unlike his predecessor's cable televised drug court, Judge Mason bars cameras and microphones from his courtroom in the newly renovated historic Washington County Courthouse in downtown Fayetteville. Currently, Judge Mason has around 130 defendants in his drug court. Most are pre-adjudicated, have not been convicted, but some are post-adjudication and placed on probation, having violated the terms of probation due to drug offenses.
And the idea would be to give these people the opportunity to rehabilitate themselves, get off drugs, which would ultimately solve the problem with respect to their criminal activity, and also hopefully break the cycle and give them a chance to raise their children in a way that will be productive and their kids won't end up in the system.
But since he's taken over, Judge Mason noticed certain defendants, even successful ones, were stuck in the system.
So what we were seeing with drug court is people were languishing in drug court, even when they were successful in dealing with their substance abuse. In other words, they were staying off drugs and alcohol. They were unable to extricate themselves from drug court because they couldn't pay the drug treatment fees, they couldn't pay their fines, they couldn't maintain employment. So as a result, one of two things would happen. They would just be in here forever, which is not healthy for the system or them. Or two, they would become frustrated and reoffend, and they wouldn't be able to maintain their sobriety, and they would ultimately be revoked, if you will, and they would enter the criminal justice system, which is what we're trying to keep them out of.
Judge Mason's work court intervention is different from prisoner workhouses, residential offender work education, or even work release, where selected convicted inmates are allowed to take an outside job during the last months of their confinement.
The reality is it's costing us a fortune as taxpayers dealing with these people over and over and over again. And these individuals are not making any progress personally. And it's just we're just spinning our wheels. And so work court stems from that realization that we have to give people a way out of the system. And it's certainly not appropriate for violent offenders. It's not appropriate for multiple recidivists and sociopaths.
Judge Mason's district covers both Washington and Madison counties, and he says nearly 70% of 2,000 cases filed are individuals on probation, and many remain in the system up to 6 years trying to pay off their court costs, drug treatment fees, and theft reimbursements. So far, 30 have voluntarily enrolled in work court, and some even have jobs in construction or medical settings, offices, all incognito.
You know, we don't want to stigmatize defendants. We don't want people out in stripes with chains picking up trash when they could be providing health care, doing accounting work, or doing more skilled services to society.
Judge Mason's program teaches defendants how to apply for a job, what attire to wear, and how to communicate with a prospective employer. But conversely, defendants have to be closely monitored and routinely drug tested.
We saw two new individuals show up yesterday who had been screened and, you know, volunteered for this work program, and they tested positive for drugs. And what happened to those people? They both went to jail yesterday because I cannot employ people who can't pass a drug test. So it's an idea of we want a quick and sure response to inappropriate behavior. And by the same token, we want a quick and sure response to appropriate behavior by getting them out of the system, acknowledging good work, and letting them get on with their lives.
so-called alternative sentencing programs to keep nonviolent, non-felony, first-time offenders out of jail are beginning to emerge state by state. Some examples include electronically monitored house arrest, weekend jail, where defendants attend school or their day job during the week, then check into jail on the weekend, and work furlough, where defendants do day labor, then go home or to a special dorm. But Judge Mason's work court program, which started up in late September, appears to be something new. And word is spreading. Even Governor Mike Beebe, according to a spokesperson, Matt DeCampbell, supports it. Judge Mason's even created a work court formula divided into two phases.
Well, the idea with phase one is simply for the defendant to acknowledge what they owe to the victim, to the court system, to their public defenders, all the costs that society or the public has incurred as a result of their offense. So it's strictly a matter of mathematics. You add up what their fees and costs, victim restitution are, and they acknowledge that they owe that amount of money. And that amount of money is then simply divided by minimum wage, which results in a number of hours that they must work through our work program to pay off phase one.
So defendants pay fees out of their hourly wage, or if they're able, paid out of their own pocket. Middle and upper income offenders have that option. But no one can buy their way out of phase two.
It is simply what we call the redemption phase. And it doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire or a pauper, you must work a negotiated number of hours through our work program in other words, pay back your debt to society.
Judge Chad Mason, more than most of his judicial peers, has a deep understanding of human nature. First off, he practiced criminal defense for 20 years, but he also has a degree in clinical psychology. For a time, he worked in a residential psychiatric facility. He knows treatment, and recovery takes time. And these relationships matter. An Urban Institute Justice Policy Center study on drug courts found that what seemed to affect a positive outcome the most was a positive and productive relationship by defendants with their judges. And Judge Mason says his program is accomplished over a 12-month period, with one additional month at the front end for defendants to secure career-ready certification through the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services.
And it allows employers to know instantly by virtue of what level of certificate they have, what transferable skills they have, which would hopefully allow them employment.
State Department of Community Corrections and Department of Labor are also part of the work court team. The program requires no exterior funding and from the outset has been self-sufficient. Judge Mason is courting businesses to partner with Work Court and has met with both Springdale and Fayetteville Chambers of Commerce this summer. Both have signed on to the program. Steve Clark is president of the Fayetteville Chamber. He says the idea is visionary.
We will employ them at $7.25 an hour, the minimum wage. We will not pay that to that person. We pay that money to the court. That's how the victim gets compensated. That's how the courts get compensated to pay their fines. So truly, this person is working off their debt to society. But if they're a carpenter or a plumber or electrician or a college student who has getting a degree in nanotechnology, but any of these Florida skill sets, then we literally will be able to use those, use them on a temporary basis. We won't have to, from the business standpoint, go out and advertise and screen and take all of that time. So Judge Mason's done, we think, a brilliant job. We're expecting to hire at least one person here at the chamber.
Judge Chad Mason says union leaders he's talked to support work court, and liberals like it because it provides an alternative to jail. So do conservatives because it saves taxpayers money. Employers must provide workers' compensation, and companies that contract with Work Court will get skilled temporary labor for a fraction of the cost.
For instance, if we had an electrician who would otherwise bill at $50 an hour, we have an employer who gets that labor for $7.25 an hour, which is a huge boon to employers and motivates employers to assist these people in getting back on their feet. The money is then assigned by wage assignment, much like a garnishment, back to Washington County so that we can be assured that it's distributed and accounted for properly to the victims, the court system, and so forth. Phase two is money that simply comes back into the county to the general fund to pave roads, pay for police officers, and do beautiful things.
Work Court does appear to be well constructed, yet until it's been implemented for at least 5 years and outcomes measured, we won't really know the beauty of this novel program. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froley.